ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
For now, if you're all set and ready, you know what? So am I.
The Mighty Challenge.
25 questions in 5 categories. Our categories tonight are category number 1, a sandy category. A sandy category. Category number 2, comedy movies. Category number 3, etymology. Category 5, don't forget the lyrics. Category 4, sorry, don't forget the lyrics. And category 5, Apollo. All right, a sandy category. Comedy movies, etymology, don't forget the lyrics. Apollo, who is going to kick us off here tonight. Anne from Caulfield. Hello, Anne.
How are you going?
Not too bad.
Good on
you. All right, what do you like here?
Not much. Look, I'll try comedy movies and I can bomb out quickly on that.
Comedy movies, why not? Let's get moving. For question number 1, in the titles of comedy movies, which two words can precede matron, screaming, up the Khyber?
Carry on.
Carry on. Correct.
There it is. Finish your hospital. Our next job.
Well, Miss Willing, so you're leaving us.
Yeah, not exactly empty-handed, neither.
Oh, now, you mustn't be bitter about it. You have a beautiful baby there. I wish I had one like it.
Yes, well, if you run into the same bloke as I did, you can have one.
Ah, another little angel leaving the fold. Let me have a last look at the little chap.
You can have him for keeps as far as I'm concerned.
Careful, my dear. I might take you up on that. Ah, he's a splendid little fellow, isn't he? Yes, he is. I think you can have him back now.
Again? That's the 5th this morning. He must have a leak.
I think he's just had one.
Not politically correct, but funny.
What's that?
Not politically correct, but very funny.
No, exactly. Your phone sounds a bit muffled, Anna. Are you not on some sort of odd speaker arrangement or headphones or something?
Oh, hang on. Yeah, I am. Hang on. I don't want to disconnect. Okay, yep. Now, is that clearer?
That's a little bit clearer, yeah. Question number 2, we're in comedy movies. Are you staying here? I guess you are.
Yes, please.
In the 2001 film, what is Zoolander's first name?
That's one film I haven't watched and I don't. Look, I will just say Michael and good night.
Good night, Anne. Thank you.
See
you later. Bye-bye. No, it ain't Michael. If you are speaking to us and having a crack at the Mighty Challenge, just the phone, no headphones and no earpieces and all that sort of stuff. And it makes for much clearer and enjoyable listening for everyone. Jenny from Glenbrook had Carry On. Bob from Coolangup has got the right answer here. Yes. Adrian had the Carry On movies as well. Jen says, I mean, for the people complaining about there being no testing on the of the bomb site, obviously missed the whole big thing about the beta on the old site. For a lot of people, it's a matter of getting used to the new and figuring out how to get the info they want. Yeah, well, that may be the case, but I don't know. The public utterances from the Bureau have been, quite frankly, leaving a lot to be desired, I think. Let's talk about it in the next hour. Steve from Leicester. Hello, Steve.
Hello, Phil.
We're in comedy movies.
I feel like the night watchman just been sent in.
Oh, that's very funny from Patrick from Mooloolaba. He says, what about the irony of everyone at the Bureau of Meteorology failing to forecast the backlash? That's true, Patrick. Well, you're the night watchman, and that means you're just a dead bat, Steve, is what's required.
Or flail away.
Oh, no, a night watchman can't flail away. You're not supposed to get out. Yeah, you can't get out.
I've been on a string of ducks too, so...
If you're a night watchman and you come back into the pavilion, leaving 5 balls left and you got out, you know, there'll be no cold beer for you, I can tell you. Question number 2. In the 2001 film, what is Zoolander's first name?
At best, I'm going to hazard guess it, Eric.
Not Eric. Steve, no.
I think so.
No, thank you. Not Eric. No, John from Bendigo. Hi, John.
Hello, how you going?
Pretty good. Pretty good. In the 2001 film, what's Zoolander's first name?
I know the movie. I only watched it a few times. I really have no idea.
I have to retire. No good. Okie doke, thank you. My texter says, I'm on ABC Radio Tragic, but we need a new sting for the quiz. Oh, do we? Oh, yeah, okay. We might have to reassemble the band and see what they can do. All right. I have felt that for a while. Well, that is the thing about intros and stings, I suppose, that some people like them and some people don't, and that will never change. Lake Jay from Lake Bunga, that's correct. What about Cameron from South Perth? Cameron?
How are you, Phil?
Good, good. Did you get the procedure done today?
I did. I feel much better.
Oh, hooray. That's very good. Yeah. Cameron's been in hospital, just to explain to everyone, and he's had his procedure delayed twice.
Three times.
Okay, there you go. Anyway, so it's been done and you're feeling much better. Well, that's good.
And with a bit of chance, I'll be out tomorrow.
Hey, well, that's even better. Yeah. Even better.
Yeah. Been here 12 days.
That's long enough to have lukewarm hospital tea and stale hospital sandwiches, Cameron. Question number.
Yeah, well, I didn't come in for the food.
No, that's true. You wouldn't ever go to a hospital for that. Question number two, comedy movies. In the 2001 film, what is Zoolander's first name?
Oh, God. Zebra.
Not Zebra. No, Zebra Zoolander. Should be. Thanks, Cameron. Good luck tomorrow.
Good on you. Thanks,
mate. Bye-bye. No, it is not. Alistair from Winchelsea. G'day, Alistair.
Yeah, how are you, Phil? I was very intrigued. I'd like to follow up that one about Ange Postecoglou and Puskas.
How about that? Isn't that interesting? Just to bring everyone up to speed here, we were talking about the galloping major, Puskas, the Hungarian soccer star, and it turns out that he was the coach of South Melbourne when Ange Postecoglou was there as a player.
Yeah, and the irony of Ange Postecoglou driving out of Nottingham Forest in a Bentley. I think there was something in that movie they mentioned about Ange Postecoglou, his Datsun 200B had a broken window winder.
Well, he's moved up in the world. He's moved up in the world. I mean, Warwick Hadfield reckons that out of Nottingham Forest, when he left, he got a parting, I mean, he got a, you know, kick up the bum as he left the field after the latest loss and said, they said, don't come back, we've cleaned out your locker. But in the locker, of course, was an envelope for something like £7 million. So we're not to feel sorry for him, Alistair.
Yeah, there's a fair bit, unless he's bought a yacht or something and is paying that off.
I don't know. Anyways, if he's motoring up the M4 in his Bentley, I wonder if he has a driver. No, he doesn't.
The M4? Is it the M? Would it be the M4?
The M1.
M1 going up to Scotland, yeah.
M1 going to Scotland, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, it goes to Glasgow, does it, if I'm not wrong?
If you're not wrong. Question two. Hey, in the 2001 film, what's Zoolander's first name?
It's purely a guess. I mean, I've seen it because of its distinctive name, but is it Matt?
No, it's not Matt.
Oh, well.
Thanks, bye-bye. Thank you. No, it's not Matt. Milo from the Blue Mountains has got the right answer. Actually, Milo sent me a fun text not so long ago saying, isn't it funny about Frente's accidentally Kelly Street that you were playing? He says, you can't get away from the band T-shirts because Frente actually had a cover of a New Order song. New Order, of course, was the band, well, it's the same band that was Joy Division. They changed their name. So you can't get away from it. All right, 1-300-800-222 is the number. Now, where are we? Andrew's in Alice Springs. Hello, Andrew.
Hello, how are you going?
I'm all right. Yeah, not bad. Comedy movies is where we're at in the 2001 film. What is Zoolander's first name?
I think the other fellow before was almost there. I think it's Derek.
Correct.
I hope it's Derek.
Yes, it's Derek, not Eric. I had to be harsh about that because it is not Eric. It's
Derek. That's right, different name.
Here's a scene from Zoolander with the one and only David Bowie.
All right, who's going to call this sucker?
If nobody has any objections, I believe I might be of service. Now, this will be a straight walk-off. Old school rules. First model walks, second model duplicates, then elaborates. Okay, boys, let's go to work.
Each before beauty, coat cheese.
Whatever.
Kane, I feel terrible. Julie for Werribee, that's correct. Andrew,
yes.
What's the weather like in the centre of Australia right now?
Well, it's really, really nice. It's got to 32 today, so it's not as cool, but it still hasn't got stinker, not just yet.
Oh, yeah.
But we're waiting for it. Yeah.
It'll come, yeah.
Yeah, it'll come, that's right, yeah.
Question number three. We're in comedy movies, but you can move if you like.
What were the other?
We could subjects? Go to a Sandy category, comedy movies. That's where we are. Etymology.
Yep.
Etymology.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget the lyrics. Apollo.
Let's stay with the comedy movies.
Staying with the comedy movies.
Yep.
Question number three. Quote. Surely you can't. Sorry, I'll start again. Quote. Surely you can't be serious. I am serious, and don't call me Shirley, is a quote from which 1980 film?
Do you want the Australian name or the American name? I think it was called, I think it's Flying High in Australia, but I think it was called Airplane in the States.
Nicely done. Correct. It was called Airplane, actually, in the United States, rather than Aeroplane. But it was known as Flying High here. Exactly right.
Excuse me, sir. There's been a little problem in the cockpit.
The cockpit? What is it?
It's the little room in the front of the plane where the pilots sit. That's not important right now. You see, the first officer is ill, and the captain needs someone to help him with the radio. Do you know anything about planes?
Well, I flew in the war, but it was years ago. I wouldn't know anything about it.
Would you go up, please?
Both pilots?
Can you fly this plane and land it?
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Yes.
It's going to be one of the greatest lines in the movie.
I know. You can imagine what the writing room was like for that movie, can't you? And they just
absolutely, yes, yes. Especially they're on instruments and they're playing there.
That's right.
Playing the, anyway, we digress.
That's right. Well, the cockpit, what is it?
It's a small thing. What about the hospital? It's a place where sick people are. That's not important right now.
That's right. What do you mean? What do you mean the hospital? The hospital. It's a big building with patients. But question
How
number.
How long will it take us to get there? I can't tell you. Sorry.
That's right. We've obviously stumbled on a fave. Question number four. Yep. We're in comedy movies, but you can.
Let's keep going with that.
Okay,
yep.
We're going with that. Which Australian comedy is set in and around Porpoise Spit?
It's the one with the ABBA songs and she says, "Oh, you're terrible." Muriel's Wedding. Thank goodness for that.
Mm-hmm. You're terrible, Muriel.
That's right.
Yes, you're terrible, Muriel.
No. Tanya! What a fantastic surprise.
I don't believe it. I haven't seen you since Papa Spit High.
How are you?
Married?
Muriel told me.
Turkey.
Chook, that's right.
Come and have a drink with us.
Really? You want to have a drink with me?
Well, we can't let you spend the entire holiday alone.
Stick your drink up your ass, Tanya. I would rather swallow razor blades than drink with you.
Oh, by the way, I'm not alone. I'm with Muriel.
All righty.
And they've all moved on, haven't they? Yeah. Yes.
Now, we've got one left in comedy movies, if you like, but you could move.
Let's not. I think we should knock that one over, I hope.
Mm. My texter says, I've quoted that line about being serious many times and I've no idea what I was quoting. Yes, the original source material is Flying High.
Absolutely. Tell him to watch the whole thing.
Question number five, last one, comedy movies.
Here we go.
In which film would you find the Judean People's Front, the People's Front of Judea, and the Popular Front of Judea?
You're killing me. I've got all these lines out of that movie too. We've got Flying High now, this one, and Muriel's Wedding. With the quotes are coming thick and fast, but it's The Life of Brian.
It is definitely The Life of Brian. Yes. Correctly. I should ask you what the correct title of the film is.
Well, I've got to say, I thought it was Life of Brian. I didn't know there was another one. I know the
I'm not saying, but what is the name of the film? Do you want to be, is this too harsh, Dave? Dave's saying it's a bit harsh. I don't think so. In which film would you find the Judean People's Front, the People's Front of Judea, and the Popular Front of Judea?
It's Life of Brian.
Yes, but I need more.
I know he was a naughty little, he wasn't the Messiah, he was a naughty little boy.
No, but that's not, that can't be the name of the film.
That's not the name of the film.
Come on.
It's not Life of Brian? It's, oh my goodness. This will be interesting when I find out whatever it
Dave
is.
Dave reckons I'm being too harsh. Dave is, I don't know about this. My reputation will suffer here. It's Monty Python's Life of Brian.
Oh, for goodness sakes. Okay. I didn't know they had the Monty Python stuck on the front. I've always ever told it as Life of Brian. But, yes, that would make sense. Everything Monty Python's Holy Grail, Monty Python.
Nobody puts Andrew in a corner, but I am for a little while. Just sit there.
Listen, the only people we ate more than the Romans are the Judean People's Front.
Yes.
And the Judean Popular People's Front.
Oh, yes.
And the People's Front of Judea.
Yes.
The People's Front of Judea. Splitters.
We're the People's Front of Judea.
Oh, I thought we were the Popular Front.
People's Front.
Whatever happened to the Popular Front?
He's over there.
Splitter!
Oh, dear.
Oh, good. I'm glad we finished the movies because we'd never get any further if we kept playing them.
Stella and Bayswater had the same thing. Annette from Argyle, Jane from Humbush. Yes, Jenny from Glenbrook. No, that's not right, Jenny. Pat from The Point had the same thing. What's that line? Yes. Oh, that was a good one too, wasn't it? I am nervous. Is this your first time? No, I've been nervous before.
You're back to flying high. Yeah, that's right.
Question number six. Let's get off it.
Okay.
We got a Sandy category. Etymology, Apollo. Don't forget the lyrics.
I'm going to guess. I'll hope Apollo is about the space flight, but it's probably not. But anyway, we'll go Apollo.
Question number six. It can be bad expecting something in this, as you know.
Yes.
Mm. What was the number of the first Apollo mission to land on the moon?
That was Apollo 11.
Correct.
13 forward. 11 forward, coming down nicely, 200 feet. 4.5 down, 5.5 down, 60 seconds. Lights on, down 2.5, forward, 40 feet, down 2.5, picking up some dust. Four forward, drift into the right a little. Contact light. Okay, engine stop.
We copy you down, Eagle.
Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
Oh, yeah.
It's just an amazing. My brother was 11 on the day.
Still spine tingling. I think still spine tingling, isn't it? It is to me anyway.
Yeah. When you think of what they were in, it was just literally a tin can, and they had a computer that not as powerful as my
iPhone, as your smartphone. No, yeah. Nowhere near as powerful as your smartphone. No.
Yeah, that's right. Unbelievable. You're so brave, though, you guys.
Quite extraordinary. Anyway, they're supposed to be going back there the year after next, aren't they? 27? Or is it 28?
They keep talking about it. It depends whether Elon can sort out his rockets and make them survive re-entry, I think. But once he's got that nailed, hopefully he'll head off there.
Well, once he's got his rocket sorted out, we can put Elon in the rocket and send him there. Andrew.
It's unbelievable what he's done, but you know, he is a sort of out there, I think, if you know what I mean.
He's a bit of a
special unit, but yeah.
Question number seven.
Let's stick with Apollo.
Staying with Apollo. In art, the god Apollo was often depicted with which stringed instrument?
I'm going to guess it's a harp and hope that it's not a lute. I guess it's a harp.
I'm going to say incorrect.
Some people
will think I've been harsh. But I think after the soft touch on Monty Python's Life of Brian, you can't have two.
That's right. I think I'm likely to get this far, so thank you very much.
Thanks, Andrew. See you later. Bye-bye. Dave in Tasmania says, Phil, apparently the moon landing was filmed in the Northern Territory. Yes, Dave, that is true. Shane says, the moon landing, Phil, it's amazing what you can do when you don't know it can't be done. Adrian's got the right answer here. Maria has got the wrong answer. Rosa down in the corner. Correct. Sarah in Brisbane says, Phil, did you receive my text message? Well, I've received that one, Sarah. That's for sure. Glenn from Penrith. G'day, Glenn.
Oh, g'day, mate. How are you?
I'm pretty good. We're up to question.
Phil? Yeah, g'day, mate.
Question number 7 we're up to. In art, the god Apollo was often depicted with which stringed instrument?
Is it a golden harp?
Not a golden harp, no. Sorry, Glenn. No, thank you. Ryder in Melbourne. Hi, Ryder.
Yep.
Hello.
How's it going, mate?
Pretty good, yes. Question number 7. We're in a category called Apollo. In art, the god Apollo was often depicted with which stringed instrument?
A lyre.
Say it again.
Lyle?
No, it's not a lyre. It's not a lyre, no. Wade from Metal Up. Hello, me. Hello, Wade. G'day, Wade. Wade, come in. All right, I'll put you on hold just in case you have gone off to get a cup of tea or something of that nature. Steve from Hobart. Hi, Steve.
Hi, mate.
Question number 7. Steve, in art, the god Apollo was often depicted with which stringed instrument?
Keith Richards' guitar.
Why not, Steve? Thank you, mate. Why not? Keith Richards' guitar. Could have been used, but sadly it was not. Dave from St Arnold. There are lines free if you want to grab one. Hi, Dave.
G'day, Phil. How are you going?
Pretty good. In art, the god Apollo was often depicted with which stringed instrument?
Yeah, he was close, but a lyre.
A lyre. That's right, a lyre. Which is not really the same as a harp. I mean, it's very similar.
No, exactly. I suppose it's like Life of Brian and Monty Python's Life of Brian. Very similar, not quite.
He had a let off with Monty Python's Life of Brian. So he wasn't going to get a let off with that.
No, fair enough too.
Paul from Planland says he's depicted with a banjo with Trump's golden hair. Oh well, that's true. He could.
Oh goodness.
We were trying to have a night without mentioning Donald Trump. It's hard, isn't it?
It's very tough.
1-300-800-222. We're up to question number 8. We're in Apollo, but you can move to a sandy category, etymology, or don't forget the lyrics.
Oh look, I'm intrigued with a sandy category.
A sandy category. Question number 8. Sandy Olson is a main character of which 1978 movie?
That would have to be Grease.
It would have to be, yes, Olivia. Wow. Frankie Valli with Grease, quite right. All right, Dave, question number 9, a sandy category.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
Beach sand is primarily composed of which two elements?
I'm going to say silicon and oxygen.
Correct. That was quick off the mark. Dave, have you put on your white lab coat here?
No, I many years ago, I used to be a science teacher.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. But physics, not. I mean, I did real science, but yeah. But
so you worked as a scientist as well?
No. Oh. I was an engineer before that, and I've a completely different career now. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
as a teacher, we're just thinking, how about that dreadful story from Queensland where all those kids were taught the wrong subject?
But this happened. I mean, I know in Victoria, the similar things happen where they've taught the texts, but they've changed it, you know, in English or literature, I think it was. They've changed the texts, and there's been a stuff up, hasn't been communicated properly. And the poor kids have gone through and studied their backsides off. And poor things.
I tell you what, those teachers in charge of the classes are going to be given an almighty, cane across the backside, aren't they, I would think.
Yeah. You're not allowed to do that with students, but can you do it with teachers, I suppose you can.
I think you can, can't you?
Yeah, why not?
I think in front of assembly, Dave, don't you think?
Well, come on, you might be taking a little too far, Phil, but...
I think in front of assembly. Not. Mr. Jones.
Well, being a,
come out.
Being the
bend well, over.
I was just thinking though, being Caesar, wouldn't they walk them across the stage and have the students give them a thumbs up or thumbs down?
Oh then, yeah, actually that's better.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not a bad idea. Or go one on one with the next door neighbour's Alsatian or something.
Oh dear.
All righty, question number 9. We're in a Sandy category.
Yep.
Which dog breed's name is Chinese for sand skin?
Well, I don't know, but I'm just going to go for a Chinese sounding dog's name. I'm going to say Shih Tzu.
Not correct. But it was a good, it was a reasonable effort. Sorry, Dave. Yeah. Thanks anyway.
All right, Phil. Thanks very much, mate.
Good on you, mate. Bye bye. David says, Phil, I thought you were harsh with the bloke who mispronounced liar just because he misheard his Googling mate. Well, that's part of the reason why I was harsh. Mm. All right. Did he say silica or silicone? No, he said silicon. Silicon and oxygen, which was the answer. Jane from Mount Gambier, that is correct. Yes, that is correct. Loz says, Phil, Artemis 2 is to circumnavigate the moon with 4 crew sometime between February to April 26, that's next year, and then Artemis 3 is going to land on the moon in 27. That's the idea, isn't it? Hmm. That was the idea. I don't know how far they are on schedule with all of that. Charlie from Beacon Hill. Oh, sorry, Trevor from Croydon Park. Sorry, Trevor, you've been hanging on there. Hello.
Oh, don't be sorry, mate.
That's all right. I'm only a little bit sorry, Trev.
A little dad joke appropriate to earlier on. The 5-year clairvoyance convention has been cancelled this year due to unforeseen circumstances.
Boom, boom. What would you have advised the Queensland students to do? Have got taught about Augustus Caesar rather than Julius Caesar? Question number one. I think I would have started with this. Question number one. Putting aside questions about Julius Caesar's life, a more interesting question is what happened to Augustus Caesar? Well, and here we go. 3 pages later. There you go.
You're suggesting that as an essay topic for the students.
Hey, question number 9. Which dog breed's name is Chinese for sand skin?
But also, before I answer, the missed opportunity for the chair umpire with John McEnroe.
Mm-hmm.
Don't call me Shirley. I am serious.
You can't be serious.
I am serious, don't call me Shirley.
True, that is point. That is a good point. Which dog breed's name is Chinese for sand skin?
I'm going to be a Shar Pei.
Correct, a Shar Pei. A Shar Pei. We're in a category called a sandy category. Question number 10.
Keep going.
Australia's highest sand dune, the 280-metre Mount Tempest, can be found on which Queensland island?
The one I'm thinking of, I don't actually know the indigenous name, but I think the white fella name is Stradbroke Island.
Not Stradbroke, no. Okay. Sorry, Trevor. Thanks anyway. No, not Stradbroke Island. 1-300-800-222. Elizabeth says the teacher may not be to blame. Well, that is true, Elizabeth, but at least in one school it doesn't seem likely because the school had advertised that there was a change of topic. Bo's in the truck. G'day, Bo. Hi, Bo.
G'day, David.
No, not... Yeah, no, you're with Phil now. You've been speaking Phil, today, but... You're straight through to the headmaster's office, Bo.
Oh, David.
Question number 10. Australia's highest sand dune, the 280-metre Mount Tempest, can be found on which Queensland island?
Oh, I'm back to the guessing category.
It's not Stradie.
Yeah, I don't know if this island's New South Wales or Queensland, but I believe Fraser Island's meant to be largely sand. So I'll say Fraser Island.
Yeah, I know. I thought we'd get that answer pretty early. It's not Fraser Island, although if I didn't know, I'd probably would have said the same, Bo.
Oh, there you go.
There, mate. Thank you. See ya. Bye-bye. Although I've been to Fraser Island. Do they have really any high? Don't think it's not that high, is it? See, someone's going to ring you now and say, yes, it is. What's that wonderful lake on Fraser Island? Lake Mackenzie. Beautiful. Tiger says, Phil, for those teachers who taught the wrong stuff, there's a scene from The Life of Brian, Bring Out Your Dead. Thank you, Tiger. Raishan Brizzo says, Kigari is the indigenous name for Fraser Island, but that's not the correct island. No. In fact, we haven't got a right answer yet. Pat from The Point, that's not right. Everyone's saying Fraser Island. Charlie from Beacon Hill. Hi, Charlie.
Hey, Philski.
What do you reckon? Australia's highest sand dune, the 280-metre Mount Tempest, can be found on which Queensland island? Not Stradbroke, not Fraser.
All right, I'll just guess Thursday.
Not Thursday. Sorry, Charlie, no, not Thursday Island. Alrighty, we've got line 1-300-800-222 is the number. Someone sent me a message saying the ministers have hauled in the Bureau of Meteorology chief for grilling over the website fiasco. Yeah, well, they did, and apparently, well, I've seen the statements issued by the Bureau today, which basically amount to get stuffed pretty much and saying it's your fault because you've got to spend some time learning the new website, which I wouldn't have thought. Gee, if they've got communications departments, is that the sort of advice they're getting? 1-300-800-222 is the number. Who's got the right answer here? Ingrid from Melanda, that's not correct. No, Jenny from Glenbrook, that's not correct. Everyone's saying Fraser Island. No, it's not. What about Simon from Tingalpa? Hi, Simon.
G'day, mate. I believe it's Moreton Island.
Correct, yes. Australia's highest sand dune, the 280-metre Mount Tempest, can be found on Moreton Island.
And it's a great slide too, by the way.
Oh, is it? You slid down it, have you?
Yeah, absolutely. Believe it or not, with my weight.
It's called, the indigenous name is Mulgumpan. Mulgumpan.
Yes, there's a lovely resort there, and of course that's where the whales used to be culled, and obviously has... not happen anymore, of course.
Mm.
Beautiful. And there's a couple of wrecks that are just about gone too.
Yeah. James in Mount Garnet says, yes, Station Hill is Fraser Island's tallest sand dune.
Yeah.
I think it's about 170 metres high.
And it's called, what is it called now? It's a K name now.
Kigari. It's called Kigari, yeah.
I'm glad you know and I don't.
Jesse in Mitcham, just speaking about big sand dunes, says, what about Big Red in the Simpson Desert, which is a big challenge for four-wheel drive enthusiasts, but not an island, no. That's true. I don't know, is Big Red the biggest sand dune in Australia? I wonder.
Mm.
It's in the Simpson Desert. I mean, a lot of people, yeah, have try and put their skills to bear by getting up and over it. I think the police from... Birdsville, I have to go and pull a lot of people out. Question number 11. We're in a sandy category, if you like.
Yeah, well, we might as well continue that, then I can bomb out.
Which Olympic team sport is played on sand?
Beach volleyball, of
Correct.
Course.
Correct, yes. Beach volleyball is played on sand. Correct. All right, that's it for a sandy category. That's it for comedy movies. So we've got three categories left. Don't forget the lyrics, Apollo, etymology.
Let's go with it. Let's keep on the space Apollo thingy.
Apollo. Well, you don't know.
It may not be space.
It may not be space.
Exactly.
Question number 12. Which character did Carl Weathers play in the Rocky movies?
Carl Weathers. He played the guy that got his butt kicked by Sylvester. He was a black guy, obviously. Adrian was his Stallone's wife, of course. We'll never forget that line, Adrian. I don't think he ever called that to Carl.
This is all good. This is all great stuff, Simon, but it's not helping you.
I'm dancing around. You danced around the thing.
You're dancing around evading, but there's a big right hook coming your way.
Yeah, it's called goodbye.
Bye. Thanks, Bill. See you later, mate. Funny, 1-300-800-222. Let's go to Mick in Ipswich. Hello, Mick. Hi, Mick.
Hello.
Hi. Which character did Carl Weathers play in the Rocky movies?
Apollo Creed.
He did. He played Apollo Creed, the category being Apollo.
Rocky, do you believe that America is the land of opportunity?
Yeah.
I'll break both your arms so they don't work for you.
Ain't that no problem?
I
want to
get that.
You walk down the street breaking hearts the way you're looking. Very sharp.
He's the man who never had a chance until now. Rocky. His whole life was a million to one shot.
Yeah, there you go. Apollo Creed from Peter in the Truck and a cheerio to Ray from Shepparton. Good on you. All righty. Fraser Island is Kigari pronounced Gari. Okay, you don't pronounce the K, says Mad Dog. Is that right? I didn't know that. Gari, okay. Mick from Ipswich.
Yes.
Question 14. We're in Apollo. You can stay there if you like or move.
The other two, please.
We've got Apollo, don't forget the lyrics, or etymology.
Let's go with don't forget the lyrics.
Don't forget the lyrics. Question number 14. Here we go. Listening up. I'm going to find the lyrics for it. I've got to find the lyrics for you. Which nine words come next? Quote, buying bread from a man in Brussels. He was 6'4" and full of muscle. I said, do you speak my language?
He turned around and I gave him a Vegemite sandwich.
Not correct. Sorry, Mick. I know it's a bit harsh, but it's not correct. Anne from Nunda. G'day, Anne.
Yes, here I am.
There you go. Nine words come next? Buying bread from a man in Brussels. He was 6'4" and full of muscle. I said, do you speak my language? Which nine words come next?
I don't know. I've got nine, but he turned around with a Vegemite sandwich.
No, not correct. No. Sorry, Anne. No, not correct. Charlie from Caboolture. G'day, Charlie.
G'day, Phil. How are you?
Pretty good. What are we after here?
Well, I know the song, but I'll save you a bit of time. I wouldn't have put it together either. Sorry about that.
No, that's all right. No worries. Thank you anyway. Ross from Scoresby's got the right answer. Adrian from Bella Vista, correct. Yeah, that's it. Smokey in the Pilbara. G'day, Smokey.
How you going, sport?
Not bad. Question 14. Don't forget the lyrics. Yeah. Which nine words come?
Vegemite sandwich.
Which nine words come next? What is it?
He gave me a Vegemite sandwich.
Not correct. No, sorry, it's not correct. Shane in Launceston. Hello. Hi, Shane.
Hello.
What are the 9 words we want here?
Well, I don't think I've got it, but he just smiled and gave me a Vegemite sandwich.
Correct. That's it. Yes. He just smiled and gave me a Vegemite sandwich. I said, do you speak my language? He just smiled and gave me a Vegemite sandwich. And he said, I come from a land of love. Peter Slow and mentioned her. Yeah, Men at Work. All right, question number 15. We're in Don't Forget the Lyrics, Shane. You can move to Apollo or Etymology if it's up to you.
I'll stick with the music one.
Don't Forget the Lyrics. The name of which Bond film completes the Tom Jones lyrics? Quote, his fight goes on and on and on, but he thinks that the fight is worth it all, so he strikes like...
I've no idea. I know a few Tom Jones songs, but yeah, them words don't ring a bell.
Okay. Thanks, Shane. Thanks anyway, mate. Rod's on the roads, man with his finger in many pies. G'day, Rod.
Oh, g'day, Phil.
Question number 15. The name of which Bond film completes the Tom Jones lyrics? His fight goes on and on and on, but he thinks that the fight is worth it all, so he strikes like...
I'm just trying to think of the Bond movies. No, I haven't got any clue.
No good. All right, Rod. Thanks, mate. Bye-bye. See you. Maybe a talk later. All right, we're up to question 15. Don't forget the lyrics. The name of which Bond film completes the Tom Jones lyrics? His fight goes on and on and on, but he thinks that the fight is worth it all, so he strikes like... Steve from Tokemul. G'day, Steve.
Speaking now, I don't know how to sing it, but I think it's Strikes Like Thunderball.
Correct. Yes, that's exactly right. His fight goes on and on and on, but he thinks that the fight is worth it all, so he strikes like Thunderball. His fight goes on and on and on. But he thinks that the fight is worth it all. So he strikes like Thunderball. That's how you hold a note, isn't it? A big Welsh set of lungs like that, Steve, that's how you hold a note.
Yeah, but I didn't think the song was much. I mean, I think it was Tom trying to do a Shirley.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, I agree with you. Yeah. And you know what, Steve? Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. They're both Welsh.
Question number 16. Don't forget the lyrics, if you like.
Yes, please.
Which four words come next in a 1979 ELO song? I'll tell you once more before I get off the floor.
Tell you once more before I get off the floor. Don't let me down.
What is it again, Steve?
Don't let me down.
Not correct. Sorry, Steve.
Ooh.
Oh, I know. But I know. Life is harsh, particularly here. Steve in Perth. G'day, Steve.
Evening. Here you go.
Not bad. Which four words come next in a 1979 ELO song? I'll tell you once more before I get off the floor.
Don't bring me down.
Correct. Don't bring me down. Not don't let me down. Don't bring me down. No. were a bit reluctant after Massachusetts to get into this territory, Steve, but you know what? Mm-hmm. Don't ever accuse us of cowardice here on the Mighty Challenge. Question 17, what do you want to do? Don't forget the lyrics? Or you can move to Apollo or etymology if you like.
No, I'll go with the lyrics, please.
Don't forget the lyrics. Which six words come next in a 1980 song by David Bowie? Quote, ashes to ashes, funk to funky.
We know Major Tom's a junkie.
Correct. Very good. The shaking of nothing is killing just pictures of chap girls in synthesis. And I ain't got no money and I ain't got no hands. But I'm hoping to kick but the planet is glowing, 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 glowing. Ashes to ash and funk to funk it. We know Major Tom's a junkie, strung out in heaven's mind, hitting at all time low. Yes, all right. Stewie says Tom Jones almost passed out while singing the final high note of Thunderball during a 1965 recording session. I'm not surprised, Steve. I'm not surprised.
It's a mighty note.
It's a mighty note, exactly. Righto, question number 18. We've got one left. No, yes, we've got one left in Don't Forget the Lyrics.
I'll go the lyrics again.
You started please. With a Vegemite sandwich, didn't you, Steve?
I just missed that one.
Oh, no, you started with Thunderball. Yeah. One, two, okay, three, all right. This will be four. Question number 18, don't forget the lyrics. Which... okay. Ah, dear, you'll love this. Listeners who have been listening to the program will enjoy this. Which five words come next in a which five words come next in a 1979 song by the Bee Gees? Quote... It's tragedy when the morning cries.
Oh, my God. When the morning cries, I've got no idea. Sorry.
Sorry, Steve. Thank you, Matt. See ya. Oh, no, it's funny if you're listening the other night about Massachusetts. Alistair says, only an established artist could get away with that. Ashes to ashes, funk to funky. I agree. Speak about meaningless lyrics. Dave from Sonano says, Phil, please, please let there be BG song lyrics in this category. Well, we're here, Dave. We are here at that altar. Brandon from Melton. G'day, Brandon.
G'day.
We're up to question number 18.
Yeah,
which five words come next in a 1979 song by the Bee Gees? It's tragedy when the morning cries.
And you can't go on?
No, it's not. And when you can't go on. No, it's not. Keith from Busselton, WA. G'day, Keith.
Good afternoon.
Which five words come next in a 1979 song by the Bee Gees? It's tragedy when the morning cries.
If you can't die?
No.
Okay,
no,
then.
Sorry, no. Jane from Homebush had... Yeah, everyone knows Major Tom. That's true. Loz says, I'm smiling now while I'm eating a peanut butter sandwich. Hey, Betty from Dapto. Hi, Bet.
Hello, Phil.
How you doing?
Good. Good, really good.
How's the chairlift going?
Yes, good. I've mastered all right.
Have you?
It's, yes.
You haven't come good. A cropper on the corner there or anything, have you, Betty?
No.
You haven't sort of, you know, done a Lando Norris and come off at the corner?
No, and I haven't done a Yui.
Have you drunk a shoey at the end when you've come down safely?
Not really. No.
You see, Betty has just recently had a chairlift, not a chair, what would you call it? A stairlift, that's what I'm with. A stairlift installed at her place, and it's working pretty well by the sound of it, Betty.
Yes, it's going very well, really. We're very happy with it.
You know what, Betty? Life is full of ups and downs, isn't it?
It is. More downs than ups, I think.
Oh, is it? Okay. I reckon you're probably all... Oh, actually, what's harder for you, going up or down?
What's harder for, you mean if I didn't have the chairlift?
Yeah.
Oh, probably definitely going up.
Going up, I think so. Hannah in Sydney says, Betty, can we name your new stair chair? Everyone wants to give it a name.
Yeah, I'd love them to do that.
All right. Suggestions, please, everyone.
I want to call it the Whirly Bird, but Adrian said that's no good.
A Whirly Bird? Oh, I reckon we could do better, Betty.
Yes, I think so. We'll throw that open.
Well, we will throw it open, Betty. Hey, are you any good on the Bee Gees lyrics? No, we're in a
I love the Bee Gees, but I don't think I know the answer to this.
All right. All right, Bet. Well, I'll tell you some. Keep listening, and we'll have some suggestions, I'm sure, on what we can call Betty's new chairlift. All right.
And you look after yourself. And how are the girls?
Oh, the girls are good. No, they're in good shape. In good shape, Betty. All right, Bet. Keep well. Thank you.
Talk to you later.
See you, Betty. Betty in Dapto. Yes, I just about choked on it. Eating a peanut butter sandwich as well, says Lorraine from Tempe. All right, look, we're up to question 18. It's been good fun. If you've got suggestions for Betty's stairlift, then send them in. And we'll take answers to the final questions straight after the news. Don't go away.
Nightlife with Philip Clark
on ABC Radio.
All righty, now we've got plenty of suggestions for Bet, are you listening up, Bet? Because we have got plenty of suggestions for what we should call your new chairlift. All right. Stairway to Heaven was an early, good one. Of course. What about Bet's Bum Bearer, says Soft Dog. I don't mind that. Stairy McChairface, Jackie. Good, yes. The Ascentivator, says Walt. Steve in Tokemall says, what about Fred Astaire? Fred for short. Oh, I like that. That's good. Thank you, Steve. That's very good. Val says, Phil, what about the Upsy Daisy for the stair lift? Yeah, could be. Peter from Chinchilla, Chairway to Heaven. Yeah, that's true. Variants on that. The eagle, as in the eagle has landed. Nice. Snakes and Ladders, says Mary from Smithsdale. Oh, Betty's lift should be called the Betmobile, says Rod from St. Leonard's. Yes, nice. Betty's Blockbuster Booster, says Paul from Plainlands. Plenty of upsy-daisy suggestions as well. Good. Betty's Buggy, says Adrian, maybe. Yeah, Fred Astaire, the Astaire one gets a good mention. Pat from the Point. Well, likes the Astaire, as in Fred Astaire. Bam Bam. I don't know where Bam Bam comes from. Stairway to Heaven. Well, yeah, Dave in Tassie said that's a bit poor taste, though, isn't it, given Betty's age? Oh, not necessarily. Heaven is, in your imagination, Dave. Thank you for that, Bet. I hope you got all those because there's some. But I think our vote for Fred? I think our vote is for Fred, isn't it? Fred, as in Fred Astaire. I'll just catch Fred downstairs and get a cup of tea. Time to go to bed. Up we go, Fred. Yeah, I think so. Righto. We've got a few things left before we proceed in a little competition we call
The Mighty Challenge.
Yes, question number 18 we were up to. We're in Don't Forget the Lyrics. Gail from Wollongong has been waiting on. Hi, Gail.
Hi.
Don't Forget the Lyrics. Which five words come next in a 1979 song by the Bee Gees? It's Tragedy, When the Morning Cries.
And You Don't Know Why.
And You Don't Know Why. Correct. Yeah, it's a tricky Bee Gees one. After Massachusetts, we thought we'd toughen it up a bit. Question number 19. All right, we're done with Don't Forget the Lyrics, Gail. So we've got to move on. We've got Apollo or etymology. Strangely, etymology has never been visited. But that's okay. You might like to stay in Apollo.
Well, let's give etymology a go.
Oh, you're going to give etymology a go. Okay.
Oh, what the heck?
Question 19. Which metallic element takes its name from the German for spike? Metallic element takes its name from the German for spike.
Oh, I'm probably going to go bust here, but what the heck? It'll give somebody else something to chew on. What did I?
No good, Gail?
No, I'll give someone else a go.
Thanks, Gail. Bye-bye. Tony in Melbourne. G'day, Tony.
Hello, mate.
Which metallic element takes its name from the German?
Don't worry about the question. I'm just giving an answer for the staircase.
Oh, yeah, go on.
Yeah, Kazali.
Oh, is he up there, Kazali?
Yeah.
Oh, not bad, yeah. Thanks, Tony. Good on. Yeah, not bad. Not bad. Betty should get a basset hound. Then they can go up and down all together, but he might just be another Dapto dog. Jeff in the Sunshine Coast. Hi, Jeff.
G'day, mate. How are you going?
Not bad. Question 19. Which metallic element takes its name from the German for spike?
Spike.
German. We need a German-sounding word, don't we?
Oh, God. No idea.
No idea? Okie doke. 1-300-800-222. Jackie's in Perth. Hi, Jackie.
Is that me?
Yeah, Jackie, hi.
Oh, I'm not in Perth.
Aren't you? Oh, my computer says you are, so sorry. Righto, question 19.
I'm in the Pilbara.
Okay, in the Pilbara. Good on you. Yeah. Which metallic element takes its name from the German for spike?
I don't know. I called up specifically for the etymology section and I have no idea.
Oh, no, here's the etymology section. Well, no, you'd be all right with this, Jackie. You've got to, it's a metallic element and we've got to think if it took its name from the German for spike, it's got to sound a bit German, does it?
Yeah, it's the element bit that's getting me. I think, I don't know, it might help someone else, but maybe something that.
Do you want to rule something out?
Thorn.
What's that?
I'm just trying to help other people, an element that's something like thorn. I feel like that's where my head is going.
Sorry, Jackie, that's not an element, I think. Not helping us. Paul from Plainlands, that's correct. Yes, correct. Pigeons on the road. G'day, Pigeon.
Hey, mate, how you going?
Pretty good. Which metallic element takes its name from the German for spike?
Not real flash on German.
We need an element that possibly sounds a bit German.
I'll say tungsten.
Yeah, not bad. It's a lot of people are saying that on the text line. It's not correct, but thank you. It kind of could be there, couldn't it? David from Collie. G'day, David. Hi, David.
Collie.
Yeah, David from. Yep. I've got David from Collie on my computer. What is that? You?
Yeah, that's me. All right.
Hey, question 19. Which metallic element takes its name from the German for spike?
The total guess: silver.
Not silver. No, a guess is okay, but silver is not correct. Pandora's from Sapphire Beach. Haven't spoken for a while. Hi, Pandora.
I was thinking about that too, Phil. It's been a while.
Have you been keeping it right?
I've been keeping it right. And yourself?
Yeah, no, really well. Really well.
Well,
rarely been better.
Oh, that's fantastic to hear.
Question 19. We're up to etymology. I'd like to say, you see, when you say things like that, you'd like to say, because it's due to my, compressed wheatgrass blueberry drink, but it's nothing to do with that, is it?
No. I'm going to go at titanium.
Titanium. Does that sound German?
Oh, it sounds sharp.
We don't want that, though. We want something German. No, it's not titanium. It's not tungsten. It's not titanium.
Yes. All righty.
Thanks. Well,
thanks for having me.
Call me again.
Bye.
Sure, bye. Lines are free. 1-300-800-222. Elizabeth's got the right answer. Anne's got the right answer. Grove from Ocean Grove says germanium. No. Jeff the truckie's got the right answer. Jenny from Glenbrook has got the right answer too. Yeah, we want a metallic element. It takes its name from the German for spike. It's got to sound a bit German, doesn't it? Ian from Spearwood, hello.
Oh, hi, Phil. How you going?
Yeah, not bad. Any ideas? Not titanium. Well,
my guess was going to be tungsten.
No, not tungsten, not titanium.
Well, how about silver?
No, I've had silver.
No, okay.
I'll give you another guess.
No, one more. Tin.
No, not tin. No.
See,
I suppose tin sounds a. Could that sound a bit German? It could, I suppose. I might give you a clue here. I hope not. Peter from Brighton Les Sands. Hi, Peter.
Oh, good morning. That was quick.
Yeah, I know. Not too many know the answer to this one.
Well, neither do I, but I was thinking like Zig Hale, so I'll go zinc.
Correct. Yes, very good.
Thank you.
That's the one I want, zinc. Yes.
Zig Hale.
Zinc. Zinc. The zinc. Yes. No, don't say Zig Hale. Yeah, we can't say that, Peter.
Sorry about that.
That's all right. Yes. Pat from the Point said, what about schnitzelium? No, it's not schnitzelium.
He would be wrong.
He would be wrong. Question number 20, etymology. That's where we are. You can move to Apollo if you like.
I thought etymology was about insects.
That's entomology.
What's the next topic?
Apollo.
Yeah, I'll go Apollo.
Bratislava's Apollo Bridge spans which European river? Bratislava's Apollo Bridge spans which European river?
Danube.
Correct. Yes, the Danube.
Oh, I don't mind.
Look at this, killing it, Pete. Question number 21. One left in Apollo.
All right.
Name either of the Australian states with a town called Apollo Bay.
Goodness. Western Australia.
Not Western Australia, Pete, no. Sorry about that. No, not Western Australia. Speaking of Western Australia, George is from Melville. G'day, George.
Hi, Phil. I know the answer.
Name either Australian states with a town called Apollo Bay.
Victoria.
Correct. What's the other one?
I've got no idea.
Tasmania. Tasmania's got an Apollo Bay.
Oh, great. That's groovy.
There we go. Yes, Victoria's correct. The Apollo Bay's on the Great Ocean Road in Victoria, isn't it?
I've been on that too. I've seen the Apostles with the rocks formation.
Yeah. All righty, question number 22. There's four left. Etymology. Which international news organisation has a name that translates as the peninsula in Arabic? Which international news organisation?
AAP?
Not AAP, no. Sorry, no, not AAP. What about Vinny in Perth? G'day, Vinny. Hi, Vinny. Oh, no, Vinny's disappeared. Okay, let's go to Bill in Wyala. Hi, Bill.
G'day, mate.
Hi. Question number 22. Which international news organisation has a name that translates as the peninsula in Arabic?
Well, that's a good one.
International News Organisation. It's not AAP.
Yeah, how about UPI?
Not UPI, no. No, not UPI. That is one, but no, that's not correct. Jono from Rye. G'day, Jono.
Oh, hi. How are you going?
Pretty good. Which international news organisation has a name that translates as the peninsula in Arabic?
Could you say that again?
Which international news organisation? No, let's not do that. Let's not do that, people. Gaylene from Bothwell. Hello, Gaylene.
Hello, Phil. How are you?
I'm not bad. You'll be right with this.
Yeah, I think it might be Al Jazeera.
Correct. Al Jazeera. Yes, Al Jazeera. A very pretty reputable news organisation, The Peninsula in Arabic, it means.
Yes.
Yes. Three left in etymology.
Right.
Which word for the early release of a prisoner comes from the old French for formal promise?
Parole.
Correct. Parole. Good. Two left, Gaylene. The word smithereens is derived from a word meaning broken pieces in which language? Smithereens.
I need a bit of luck here, don't I? I'll say Dutch. Dutch.
Bobong. Sorry. No, Gaylene, it's not correct. Sorry.
Okay. See ya.
Bye-bye. No, it's not correct. Jane from Homebush had Al Jazeera. So did plenty of other people as well. James in Mount Garnet said he was typing. Yeah, I know he was. Let's not do that. It's silly. Joe from Mount Dandenong. Hello, Joe.
Good morning, Phil.
The word smithereens is derived from a word meaning broken pieces. In which language?
Germanic? German?
No, it's not German. Sorry, no, it's not German. No. Luke from Brisbane. G'day, Luke. Two left here, Luke. Yeah, only two left here, Luke.
No prime numbers.
No prime numbers. etymology. The word smithereens is derived from a word meaning broken pieces. In which language?
Ooh, smithereens. Have we had any? I guess you won't answer any questions, will you?
Well, I won't answer questions, but I'll tell you if we've already had it.
Yeah. Gaelic?
I'll give you one more crack at it, okay? The word smithereens is derived from a word meaning broken pieces in which language?
Well,
people will think I'm being harsh here, but I don't think so.
Is it Celtic? Is Celtic a language?
What's your answer?
Well, Irish? In Irish?
Is that your answer?
Yeah.
Correct. Yes.
Yeah, okay.
That is what I wanted, you see, yes. Well, I mean, Irish is a Gaelic language, isn't it? But there are other Gaelic languages.
Yes,
the word smithereens is derived from a word smiddereeny, which is Irish Gaelic. Harry in the Bay says, what about Irish Gaelic then? No, that's all I wanted. I wanted Irish in there because there are other Gaelic languages, aren't there? I mean, there are other Scottish is a Gaelic language, isn't it?
Yeah.
The Celts, the Welsh is not a Gaelic language, is it? No, it's not. So something else. Anyway, all righty, we're up to, here we are. We've taken a while to get here, but it's been fun along the way. But, the band's ready. The boy with the drums is here, so let him rip. Luke from Brisbane for the Magnets. Question 25, etymology. Which reed instrument takes its name from the French words for high wood? It's a reed instrument. Takes its name from the French words for high wood.
Which reed instrument?
Which reed instrument takes its name from the French words for high wood?
It's not saxophone, I know that much. High wood. Oh, I'm going to kick myself, aren't I?
Probably. Well, you wood. You do know this. I will add that.
So it's going to be a wooden instrument.
I didn't say that.
Yeah.
Which reed instrument takes its name from the French words for high wood? I mean, it might be that. I didn't say it, that's all.
Oh, my gosh.
Elizabeth's got the right answer. Anne's got the right answer. Dinah from Wooden Illing's got the right answer. Which reed instrument takes its name from the French words for high wood?
Well, the reed is where you blow, on the instrument. Because I was learning saxophone for a minute, and that had a reed in it. So it's going to be like the trumpet or the trombone or what other instruments have a reed in it?
Slotty says Welsh was created by a dad losing at Scrabble. Funny. I've got to let you go, Luke, because this has gone on too long.
Yeah, I'll just rule out trumpet then.
No, a trumpet's not a reed instrument.
No, it's not, is it?
No, it's not. See you, Luke. Bye-bye. Thanks for that. All right, it's there for the taking, isn't it? Who wants to do a Bradbury? Hi, Neville.
Hello, how are you?
Which reed instrument takes its name from the French words for high wood?
Oboe?
An oboe, yes. An oboe from the French words haute bois, oboe. Yeah, I thought he might get there because you wanted a word that sounds going to sound vaguely French. Trumpet doesn't sound French. Anyway, it's not a reed instrument. Oboe is a reed instrument. Lovely sounding instrument. I think hard to play, but good fun. Thanks, Neville. Don't hang up. Hang on, and we'll get some details from you. And thanks to everybody. Yeah, a clarinet, Ration, Cool and Gutter. That's true. That's a reed instrument, but that ain't it. Anne from Avalon had an oboe. Baz from Wagga had a piccolo. A piccolo? Is that a reed instrument? Oh, it could be. You can lead a nightlifer to oboe, but you can't make them blow. Thank you. Robin had bassoon. All right. Nice work, everyone.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.